goodness. Thanks for sticking around. You know, I still am a little new to this whole radio thing. And I got a... I love getting tips and advice, and I got a couple emails from my guy, affectionately called Todd the God. You know, and he's like, reset your guests and make sure to mention the Civic Media Network. And I do very much appreciate the Civic Media Network and everyone that lets this program be possible, because I do think it's important, and to have some hard discussions about some interesting things. And I want to talk about a different hard discussion, and something that is a little poignant, a little timely, and it's faith. I touched on it. You know, this program is going to be aired on Easter weekend. And so for those who celebrate, happy Easter. And I want to talk about what is faith, right? And I grew up in a very Catholic household, and this is not a slight to my parents or anything like that. I mean, I think they did a wonderful job. They did the best they could, and I love them very much. And I loved growing up in that Catholic faith because, you know, there was so much that it taught me. It taught me humility and taught me to love other people, and it taught me, you know, to never let the highs get too high, because then the lows can't get too low, right? And it was... We had some amazing faith leaders at the church I grew up in, with Father Paul DeMuth and Bishop Bob Morneau and Deacon Mike Greca. I mean, there's so many people that were pillars in my life growing up that I can look at. But when you grow up, you kind of learn to think critically and learn to open your eyes and hear what's around you and all of that. And for me, I have left the Catholic faith. You know, it's really hard to believe the story of, you know, Mary got pregnant by God, and because I know that's not how that works, and you know, you had to have a son, and Jesus had to die because God had to, you know, send Jesus to hell to forgive of the original sin, where Adam and Eve, or Eve took the apple from the talking snake, and all. Like, it's a hard thing to believe. And I admire people that do, because I wish that it was true. I so desperately want it to be true, because, you know, we for so long, we as humans look at life and be like, oh, there's got to be more to it, right? This can't be it. This can't be it. There's got to be more. What happens when you go? It's such a difficult question to wrap your arms around, you know, and we struggle to do that. And also when you grow up, you start seeing people use those teachings that I grew up learning. And I taught Sunday school. You know, we were involved in our church. Oh, God, we would go to church like twice a week. From my dad directed the church choir. My mom was the liturgist, so she planned the masses. And my mom still works there, and my brother's the maintenance guy there. And so, like, I mean, we're still very connected to that community. But then you see people using those lessons that we learned and that I loved as a weapon to hate other people for being who they are, who they love. And even worse, well, that's bad, but also using it as a way to take money from people. You look at Paula White, and I saw this clip that she had some stupid, like, live stream televangelist BS, where she was telling people, oh, for just a simple gift of $1,000, you get your own personal angel sent down, and you're going to get prosperity, and you're going to do... It's like, holy crap. Like, people believe this, right? And so people believe that, and it's, I mean, it's the greatest story ever told, right? And like I said, I want it to be true. I desperately want it to be true. My eyes are open and my ears are open, but all I see and all I hear is what's here and what's around me. So what is faith? I think when you look at it, one of the greatest acts of faith you can have is to put your head down on the pillow at night and have faith that you're going to be there when you wake up, right? Like, well, I hope to see you tomorrow. Like, what an act of faith it is to lay down and go to bed. And how pure and perfect and beautiful it is to wake up the next day. And I'm not necessarily thankful to some creator out there, but I'm thankful because I get to see the people that I love the most. And I get to be with them for another day and talk to them and hug them and love them. What a beautiful thing that is. And I'm so grateful for that time, for every day. You know, the Catholic faith talked about gratitude and showing gratitude. And it's, I think it's a really amazing thing to not show gratitude to some creator, but to take that gratitude and that love and give it to the people that that mean the most, so you can be with them, love them, fight for them, and know that, like, what you do is not for some afterlife, not for some land of milk and honey, but it's to make the people that you're with, make their lives better. And the God that I knew growing up, if you lived your life that way, if you were a good person, if there's something there for you, you're going to be there. But if there's not, then what you did today, you made people's lives better. So if you celebrate, happy Easter. If you don't, happy day. Have a good one. Make sure you love people, fight for people, and hug those people that mean the most. Love you guys. Appreciate you listening to The Rational Revolution here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week. Rock and roll.